Delta County School District 50J allows any materials to be made available to their students as long as it doesn't cross certain lines, like pornography. Gideon's International recently set out free Bibles for students to take home. Ann Landman is the founder and board member of the Western Colorado Atheists and Freethinkers. She heard about a student who was harassed when they didn't take a Bible, religious school plays, and more. Unable to get religious material pulled from the district's policy, she enrolled the help of the Freedom from Religion Foundation to fight fire with fire.
FFRF, our group, and the Satanic Temple all submitted literature to the school board. They have approved all of the literature for distribution, and that is scheduled to happen on April 1st. That's about where it stands right now.
The end goal, she says, isn't to make converts, but to end distribution of all religious materials in the school. The Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities, for example, emphasizes patience and friendship, but the fact that it's from the Satanic Temple forces the issue.
The school cannot discriminate against various points of view. If it's going to distribute Christian literature, it has to also permit the distribution of literature from every other point of view, whether it's Satanism, atheism, Buddhism. They have to take all comers.
Assistant Superintendent Kurt Clay says there's a lot of discussion in the district about this. They've been consulting their legal counsel about possible changes to the policy. He doesn't want to ban all material because it would prevent rural students from finding out about after-school programs and sports teams. They're still unsure, though, if they can legally make a rule against just religious material.
And that's the hard part, is we're trying to find a workaround. We just don't know what it is right now at this point. And so we're trying to figure that out.
A similar situation happened in Orange County, Florida, a few years ago. That school district banned just religious materials. For Delta, the new pamphlets will be available April 1st, barring any changes to district policy. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.